The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Cal 94.1, good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Hello.
Wednesday.
Oh, God, it is Wednesday. I was wondering why this week felt so long. Apparently, I was living on Monday yesterday. So, yeah, happy Wednesday to you.
God. It did feel like a
Monday
yesterday.
Your week just sped up.
Thank you for speeding my week up,
dude. We just found
out
what day it was.
Oh, my God. You guys ever do that? Live the morning like that? There's times I've woken up and thought it was a work day and practically drove in on a weekend. You know, you're just up getting ready and you're like, what am I doing? This is
weird. Maybe it was the eclipse.
I guess it could have been. It could have been.
That throws you off a little bit. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's definitely something where yesterday did feel like a Monday. It had those kind of vibes where it was just like grounding out. I think because Monday was our first day back from vacation. So you're still kind of like putting the pieces together. And then yesterday's the day where you're like, okay, this is real life now. No more vacation time.
Real life now.
That's how I felt. Because I'm like making dinner again. I'm like, oh man, we're back to this. No more restaurant food.
Instant summer.
Instant summer.
Like it could hit 90 on Saturday.
I know. I'm concerned a little bit. I'm having air conditioning issues, but hopefully it gets taken care of today.
We slept with the windows open last night.
Yeah, what's that like? That feel
it
good?
It is loud.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, that's the thing. I live in Chicago, and it's like you're going to sleep. It's just like sirens after sirens.
Gunfire.
No gunfire that woke me. I mean, I didn't see any shots fired in the...
It's birds, a lot of tweeting birds, trying to figure out, you know, what day
it is. What time it is. The neighbor, their daughter is taking French horn.
Oh, so you get to hear that going on.
So that was something where apparently she must be a night owl and, like, must have had something because it was, like,
is
9
she good?
O'clock.
You can hear it from your house?
Absolutely. Because they have their windows open.
And what about them sleeping? You said there's a night owl blowing on a horn?
Well, I mean, keep in mind, like, I mean, I'm going up to bed at, like, 9:30 to, like, you know, get into bed and read and do whatever. And
that might be a phone call. Like, close your windows if you're going to be
holding a concert.
If she were bad, maybe, but, like, she's good. She's been playing it for years, so it's not terrible. It's not
so
like you're listening
soothing
to
you then. So it's not enough to call them and say, hey, this is enough, please. Okay.
But now yes, we live, the houses are close enough together where like you can hear conversations next door if you both have your windows.
What another gift kids can give to their parents other than not being athletic or interested in sports is not wanting to play an instrument.
Yes. It's the parents that put them
on
them,
Jeff. What's the percentage that stick with it?
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're going to get to what's trending coming up next. Molly, what do you got?
A lunchtime staple they're trying to remove it from school menus.
Lunchables.
Lunchables? Yeah. All right, we'll get to that next. Hang on.
Channel 94.1. What's trending is next on the Big Party Morning Show.
Actually, we're going to do the trending right now. What's
it going starts
on,
now.
Yes, it does.
Lunchables are in the crosshairs. Consumer Reports issued a pretty stern warning yesterday saying that school cafeterias should really think twice about serving the popular lunch snack because of the amount of sodium and lead that it contains.
So I think parents probably figured they had a lot of sodium because it's like crackers and processed food.
But the lead.
But the lead was a little surprising.
Oh, no, the lead is like very disturbing. Like you're like, what do you mean? And while they're saying they're like, none of the kits exceed legal or regulatory limits, which we all know necessarily aren't best way to go. But they say 5 of the 12 tested products would expose someone to 50% or more
of your daily diet like, of needed lead. When we were kids, we had to eat paint chips because Lunchables weren't invented yet.
Exactly.
So we're feeding our children lead. It makes me wonder how much lead is in all the other foods. That's weird.
Well, Lunchables used to come out. They were delicious, and they were still probably bad for you, but there were only like 4 options.
Yes. Yeah. Now
there's like 300.
Yeah. Now it's like a section at the store.
It's unbelievable.
The thing that concerns me is, the thing that always raised a red flag for me, besides the fact that they were like processed, you could just tell as a parent, like you're looking at this, but it's like when they're like three, you know, like when they're like, you can get them for $1 a piece. I was like, this is really scary then. Like,
most of them, the big label on the front is always how many grams of protein.
Okay.
Yes.
So now
they try
to
push that because of the fact that it'll have like deli meat and cheeses. I buy them once in a blue moon for the kids as like let's say they're going on a field trip and you got to pack a like sack lunch. I'll do it because it's like they can just throw it all away.
Yeah, but it's Kraft and under the Oscar Mayer brand. So like, is lead in any other their stuff? Like,
that's what I'm wondering.
If you're feeding your kids hot dogs, it's not great, but.
But lead.
I know that's the thing. So they were talking about the fact one of the ones that they highlighted was the turkey and cheddar cracker stacker snackers.
What are they called again?
The turkey and cheddar cracker stackers Lunchables.
Okay.
They held 74% of what California would allow for lead and 49% of the daily recommended like national level for sodium for 4 to 8 year olds. So while they're getting this one little meal, they're getting 50% of the sodium that they should have like in an entire day.
And all of the lead they should never get.
Exactly.
In their daily meal.
And 100% of the lead that they're never supposed to consume.
It was in everything when we were kids.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's something our parents had to worry about. It was definitely in the paint.
Yeah, and then remember we used pencils all the time. And I remember stabbed in the hand by my... Somehow I stabbed my hand in the pen with a pencil in the middle.
They used to blame it on everything, like all for like, if you know, yeah. If you weren't, you know, smart in school, they were like, lead.
Yeah. Lead chips.
That was always the line. Would you eat paint chips?
Yes. Still is.
There was a problem in the paint chips because they said that the paint actually had like a sugary taste, the old school paint, and that's why like a baby or a toddler would eat it.
Eat that.
But it also had lead in it.
And it still exists. I mean, like to this day, they lead test your kids. And I had a buddy who lived in Dundee, and because of the ground there, like they would have to get regularly tested because I'm just saying like
there's a limit. I know there's a limit in the ground. And then what happens is that they'll have to remove it. But it's just a giant pain in the ass. And remember all that lead paint, they had to get that all removed as well.
But you have to have special people come out and remove it.
It's not cheap. And it depends on how old the house is, too. So, yeah, it's very special.
Well, that's the thing.
Like paint chips.
It's definitely something to...
I can't believe there's lead in something that we give to... Why do we keep failing our kids like this? I guess we aren't, but the manufacturers
are. Well, you probably should be feeding them that. I mean, it feels like you're cheating when they're getting to eat Lunchables for lunch.
Yeah, and it's $1.
I always looked at it as a snack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think of it as a treat. Like, it's one of those things, like, they'll ask at the store, and unless it's on sale or, like, they've got something coming up, I don't regularly buy them. The one that my son really loves is the nacho one, where it's, like, the nacho.
They have a pizza one. I mean, they've really branched out.
Okay.
I mean, seriously.
Like, used to just be mainly, like, Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
Some kind of low-end cheese.
It's been around for 35 years.
Some kind of ham or a salami.
So I'm guessing in Gathering the Pizza one is, again, cheese, but pepperoni or something like that, right, on a cracker?
It's like tomato sauce and then cheese on like a little bread. Like it's almost like a baby pita type of thing.
Okay.
And then you can get like the expanded packs where it comes with a juice box and like a Kit Kat. I don't think we
need to be driving people to the front right now.
I'm with you. Molly's got a Lunchable hat on right now.
Back to the lead.
I didn't realize it had been around for 35 years. I mean, I knew it had been around for a while, but I didn't realize that the Lunchable was that tried and true. Like, to me, I guess it's just never been on my radar. We never were allowed that kind of stuff. Parents were like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I wonder how these stories come about.
Well, this was Consumer Reports that did an investigation. So their dietary nutritionist was like, listen, this... We all know highly processed foods, not great, but when the main ingredient has been linked to like lead, that increases the risk of some cancers.
Sure.
Like, so that people get all like spiky.
I'm curious as how does lead get into the food? I guess I don't know. It just seems weird, but
some good news. Tiger Woods sticking with the fact that he could win another Masters.
Yeah, he says he thinks there's another one in him.
Yeah, and he's not alone. He was walking the course yesterday with Fred Couples, who, you know, has the, like, he's tied with the most consecutive years of making the cut for the Masters with Couples, and Couples is like, he's got it.
After the first 2 days, yeah. Everyone is rooting for Tiger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But he's always one swing away.
I know. I hate watching him in pain.
And then he powers through it like he's such a stud, but like, man, we have all watched a bunch of moments. He's already had his comeback. He's already a stud.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope he has a good week, but man, that's a lot of swings, a lot of days. And
I wonder if he gets...
You know, where he's limping up the course, the camera wants to cut away.
God, I hate it. And then when
it's
he
like
swings,
the passion of the Christ.
Yes.
When he was swinging and hitting the knee, I was like, oh my God. Why? That just would just be awful pain, you would assume. I think today is the kids with, like, the parent and the kids.
Yeah, it's fun. Too. It's like they go out there today because it kicks off tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, my husband is like, it should be a national holiday. It's Masters weekend.
I'll be honest with you. When I saw it this morning, it was coming up because I kind of, it's not off my radar. I thought of your husband.
Oh, absolutely. He's the one that told me all about it. He's like, listen, Tiger looks great. He was out there with Couples, and Couples even is like, I was like, okay, calm down, boy crush. He's like, I just really want him to play. He loves Tiger.
He's everyone like, does. How do you not love Tiger?
Well, nobody loved him when everybody sold out on him.
Of course not. That's with everybody.
We all loved to kick him when he was down.
That's everyone.
Well, so we had this whole conversation with our kids last night about, you know, about that. About the fact that, like, you know, because they had heard they're like, well, I heard he's not a nice guy. And I was like, listen, that's none of your business. Like, if he cheats on his wife, I'm like, I'm not his wife. You're not his wife. Like, that's between him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, is he a flawed person? We all are. Has he sinned? Absolutely. But who without sin can cast the first stone? But is he an amazing golfer?
You're like, is he a flawed man? As you're looking over at Peter, eyes darting. Yeah, he's flawed. But flawed men get forgiven, don't they?
Don't they? Peter.
I remember when he won in 2005, and I was living in Dundee, and I had the windows open, and I could hear the roar. I hit mute on the TV, and I'm like, that's not coming from the TV.
Yeah,
hear it in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day, and everybody had their windows open, and you could hear all the guys and dads being like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because I remember because I was living in Dundee at the same time, and same deal. It was crazy. Yeah. I mean, it was like,
Dundee likes
holy
golf.
Smokes. But
are you surprised?
No, actually not. But, all right, we're going to break. Big Party Show.